Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 204, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O God, how good thou art to all the pure of heart. Though life seems vain, burdened with anxious care, I groped in dark despair, till in thy house of prayer all was made plain. And what follows? Psalter 204, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 19, the verses 15 through 26. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, article number 15. Genesis 19, the verses 15 through 26. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, and neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou wast magnified thy mercy, which thou wast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither, is it not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou wast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine, of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, article number 15. God is under no obligation to confer this grace upon any. For how can he be indebted to men who had no previous gifts to bestow as a foundation for such recompense? Nay, who was nothing of his own but sin and falsehood. He therefore who becomes the subject of this grace owes eternal gratitude to God and gives him thanks forever. Whoever is not made partaker thereof is either altogether, regardless of the spiritual gifts, and satisfied with his own condition, or is in no apprehension of danger, and vainly boast the possession of that which he has not. With respect to those who make an external profession of faith and live regular lives, we are bound, after the example of the apostle, to judge and speak of them in the most favorable manner. For the secret recesses of the heart are unknown to us. And as to others who have not yet been called, it is our duty to pray for them to God, who calls the things that are not as if they were. But we are in no wise to conduct ourselves toward them with haughtiness, as if we had made ourselves to differ. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when on the second time, on this first Sabbath day of this newly begun year, and may it please thee to impress upon all our hearts how dependent we are upon thee for everything, for our breath, for our heartbeat, for our lives, for everything we need, but also for our spiritual needs. Through our deep fallen Adam and through our sins, we have closed up everything. May it become our guilt. And to that end, in this afternoon hour, may we be given to humbly beg of thee for an open heaven, for an opened word, for an opened mouth, and for open hearts. Lord, it is the work of thy Holy Spirit. When we have entered this new year, we have sung together with the psalmist of that leading and that guiding hand, Lord. May it please thee to take us and our children by heart and hand, that thou may lead us through the time, but above all, that thou may lead us to those everlasting habitations where thou dwelleth, shall be the everlasting portion of thy church. Thou wast given unto us and our children yet a place upon the earth. There are many mourning families amongst us. Many empty places have come in the past year. And already in the newly begun year, then thou wast sent an angel of death amongst us. And what maketh us to differ, Lord? Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones, the widowers, the widows, the orphans, those that have brought children to the grave, and other loved ones? Remember all the lonely ones. Remember the family that has stood on the cemetery in the day of yesterday. Wilt thou remember, wilt thou uphold, Thou wilt thou comfort the families that are called upon to go to the cemetery in this week, Lord. May all the callings, may they be sanctified. Leave us not cold, unmoved, untouched, and dead. But may we be given to seek thee while thou mayest be found. Lord, may it please thee in this new year that it may be a year of thy sovereign good pleasure. We have heard in this morning hour of thy dear son as a child, that he was busy in his father's business. He is busy at thy right hand for the ingathering, for the preservation, for the comfort, and for the defense of the church. May that be experienced in a rich measure amongst us and our children, that our boys and our girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly, that they may experience thy grace, and that they may also become exercised with the Father's business, when thou worketh, then it is our desire that all people may be converted, that all people may bow, that they may worship thee, that they may love thee, that thou may be saved by thee. Lord, thou knowest, thou doth not work. Then also this year, when thou spareth, then we shall only continue in our unconverted state, without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world. Lord, thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Wilt thou remember thy children? Wilt thou grant that tender, that close, that independent life, and that they may be much exercised with the Father's business, with the hallowing of thy name, and the coming of thy kingdom, and in the context of thy will be done. Lord, may it be a good year for thy church, even under thy judgments. Oh, may thy judgments be used to that end, that thy church may be given to turn and to repent of their evil and worldly ways, and that they may cry mightily unto thee. Wilt thou grant a revival? Remember all those that labor in thy vineyard. Remember all thy servants. Remember our theological school, the instructors and the students. The special way help the student that is called upon to speak an edifying word. Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church, take the veil off the beloved for the Father's sake, and wilt thou remember mission work, also our mission field, thy servants, the team with their families, and may they be given to see much fruit upon their labors. Lord, remember the sick and the afflicted, the father and the mother in the hospital. May it please thee to bless the means. Remember them in their lonely station. May they be given to look on high. May they be given to experience that thou art everywhere present. Wilt thou remember all the sick ones amongst us? Remember our Bethesda. Remember the staff. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Wilt thou remember their residents, those that stand in need of healing and strengthening? Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? May this special calling be sanctified to the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou remember all the elderly ones, wherever they are, in the evening of their life, above all save their never-dying souls. Remember the handicapped ones with their difficulties. Wilt thou not give them over to discouragement, but may they be given to look unto thee. Work lovingly in their hearts. Remember all those that may lovingly care for them. Remember the crosses, the burdens. May it please thee to continue to supply our daily bread also in that way, that in this year that there may be many at times in the midst of the family circle, that it may be received in an answer upon prayer, and to be given to see thy special hand, and that we may be humbled thereunder, with a special place at thy footstool, with the desire of the psalmist, what shall I render unto the Lord? Lord, may it be in this year, that when thou granteth prosperity, that we do not depart further from thee, but that it may be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to repentance. Thou giveth unto us and our children so more than most of the people have upon the face of the earth above all things. We may still have thy precious word. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Wilt thou keep us and our children under the old truth, and that by thy Spirit, that truth may be experienced in our heart, and that it may set us free through Jesus Christ by his mediatorial work. Wilt thou remember the family circles, may love abound between husband and wife, between parents and children. What has been separated, wilt thou bring it together. Lord, may it please thee to dwell richly amongst us. Oh, do visit us and do answer us. And may thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? May it be a message that may enter into the heart, and that shall not leave our heart, but that it may be a lasting impression, and that it may work that one thing needful. Thou art still gathering a church. There is still room in the sheepfold of Jesus Christ, O Lord. May it then please thee to show mercy. May the prayers be multiplied. May in this year we be found more a begging, a supplicating, and an interceding people with an eye upon thee. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 202, the stanzas 1 and 3. In doubt and temptation, I rest, Lord, in Thee. My hand is in Thy hand, Thou carest for me. My soul with Thy counsel through life Thou wilt guide, and afterward make me in glory abide. And what follows, 202, 1 and 3. In this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 19, the verses 16 through 26, and we shall read the verses 16, 17, and 26. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, and neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And verse 26, But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Our text words speak of the family of Lot escaping out of Sodom. With three thoughts, in the first place, escorting angels. In the second place, requesting Lot. And in the third place, Lot's wife, looking back. The family of Lot escaping out of Sodom, escorting angels, requesting Lot, and Lot's wife looking back. A beloved congregation, we have heard the last time that Lot, that he has went to his two future son-in-laws, that they have not believed the message, that he has returned. The angels have made known that the city of Sodom would be destroyed. And then we have heard it, that Lot has lingered. Then we have heard that also, in the life of a child of God, there can be that lingering. But when we read of a lingering Lot, then let us turn in all unto ourselves. How has it been in the past year? The word may be proclaimed. The Lord has sent the virus upon the earth. The Lord has taken many away, young and old, by the cold hand of death. We have heard on Old Year's evening that the morning cometh also the night. If ye will inquire, return, come. How has it been in the past year, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones? Have there been those times that you had deep impressions of that one thing needful, that you were given to believe that you had to die indeed, and dying, that is meeting God, deep impressions that you cannot appear before the Lord with all your sins? Perhaps, I hope, that there have been those that have even made promises to the Lord that it would become different when there are special sins, that they would be put away. To search, to read our Bible more diligently, to pray more, of father's and mother's family worship a larger place in the dwellings? And how has it now been? Or was it still a lingering? That you are still living in the city of destruction. And then you shall say, but I cannot convert myself. How do you know that, congregation? How do you know it? That you cannot convert yourself, then you shall say, that is what we have been taught, and that is good. But do you know what now is necessary? Have you now tried it, to convert yourself? Oh, that lingering, how dangerous that is. Jonathan Edwards, also Martin Luther, they have written that the way to hell is paved with good intentions, still a blessing when there may be convictions, that we may be troubled about those things, that we may come on our knees, but we need to be renewed. We need to be born again. A lot lingered. I read in Acts 24, the verses 24 and 25 of a Felix and a Drusilla, and that Paul was given to preach to them, to special ears. And that Drusilla, it seemed, that she sat there as a hard as a stone. It's an awful thing. Maybe even becoming angry because Paul has mentioned her sins. But with the Felix, it was different. He has trembled. Have there been times in the past year that you have trembled before the Lord? And then of Felix, he did something very dangerous. He said to Paul, when I have a more convenient season, then I will call for thee. A certain person, he has made a scroll, undoubtedly. Many, maybe all of her families have that picture, boys and girls. But then you can ask your father, and then you have something to speak about. And then above those pictures, nine pictures, then it is asked, is this now a picture of our life? Then we could ask each ourselves, has that now been a picture of our life in the past year? And then those pictures, they go about thinking about God. And then the first picture, that is the picture of a little child, a little baby, too young to think about God. Because boys and girls, you have a little baby sister or brother, they cannot speak, they cannot pray, and they cannot think about God, that's too young. Then the second picture, it is a picture of boys and girls playing, and children may play. But the trouble was that those boys and girls were so busy playing that they were not thinking about God, not thinking about their soul, not thinking that also boys and girls can be taken away. A picture of a young person too boisterous. That person has drawn another picture, a young man and a young woman that they were courting, special time. And then he has written under that picture, too happy to think about God. Of course, what a sad thing it is when two young people are courting and that they do not think about God, do not pray fervently to God. And as a young couple, when they do not speak about the Word of God. Then there is another picture. And then it says, too busy to think about God. And we live in a busy time, and not so easy for family circles to supply for their family, but too busy. I read in Matthew 16, verse 26, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Another picture, and there it says, too tired to think about God. And we are not angels. We are fallen sons and daughters of Adam. And the Lord has said to Adam in Genesis 3, that we are to labor in the sweat of our faces. And how overwhelmed, how tired father and mother can be in the family circle, boys and girls. I hope you do your best to make your parents happy and to help them. Then there is another picture, and then it says, too many cares to think of the Lord. We read in the parable in Matthew 13 of the sower that there was seed that was choked by the thistles. Another picture, that man or that person has not included a sick person, because it can be that we are so sick and that we have so much pain that our body takes everything, all our strength, and that we cannot properly think of the Lord and that one thing needful. Young and old, has our name been mentioned already with those pictures? There is another picture, and there it is written underneath, too old to think about God. Does not mean elderly ones, that we cannot be converted, but then it has become very late. And then there is one more picture. And boys and girls, can you now think, maybe you have seen those pictures before, but can you now think what the last picture is about thinking about God? And then there is a gravestone. And what do you think that is written underneath? There it says, too late to think about God. We are still in the precious time of grace. The Word of God declares that this world shall pass away, Oh, we are traveling to eternity. There is that one thing needful, our first thought, escorting angels. Then we read, and while he lingered, oh, if those angels, if they had left that lingering lot, it would have been lost. He would have been consumed, but the great mercy of the Lord, the men, those were the angels, they laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. So also on Old Year's Eve, then it has pleased the Lord to take each and every one of us by his hand, his providential hand, and then he has brought us into the new year. Then the Lord has been merciful unto us. Thus we read of the hand of those angels after the spoken word. Many a times in the dealings of the Lord with the children of men, when they will not hear sermons, then the Lord grants them sermons that they can see with their eyes and that they may feel with their senses. When we think of the hand of the Lord, then in our Heidelberg Catechism, then that hand is mentioned especially in two Lord's days. In Lord's Day number 10, concerning the providence of the Lord, the almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were, by his hand, upholds and governs heaven and earth. In that Lord's Day, then it speaks three times of a hand. Also in Lord's Day number 39, with the fifth commandment, then at the end of that instruction, then we read, since it pleases God to govern us by his hand. When we consider the hand of the Lord, then there is the hand of his goodness. And I read in Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and long-suffering and forbearance, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance. In the midst of the many trials and afflictions of the past years, then the Lord has given much prosperity unto us and our children. And where has that hand brought us? Then there is also the hand of providential afflictions and trials. And what a blessing it is, must be our prayer, that in this year, when it pleases the Lord to send trials and afflictions, that they may be as the Lord's hand, that they may be sanctified, that we may be led out of the city of destruction, and that we may set our face Zionwards. Sometime the Lord uses death for the conversion of sinners. And now concerning the instruction further, when they were led out, what a privilege. When the Lord may remember and uphold us, He has brought us out of the old year, already too in Bethesda, have went the way of all flesh. And now concerning Lot and his wife and his two daughters, then the angel had special instruction for them, because the angels have said, escape for thy life. That is also necessary for us and our children when the Lord by his kind hand has led us out of the old year and brought us into the new year, that we may be given to escape for our life's sake. In Numbers 35, we hear and we read of a man that is slain one unintentionally, and then there was that avenger that was behind him, and now the Lord has appointed six cities of refuge where that person, where he may find safety. And with the death of the high priest, that he may receive freedom. And to that end, for us and our children, because of our many sins, then there is that avenging justice and a demanding law. And to that end, may we be given by grace to escape for our life's sake. Then the instruction has been given, look not behind thee. There must be a separation. There must be a cutting off of the world. That old people of God, they have first spoken of a cutting off of our sins. In the second place, a cutting off by the works of the law. And in the third place, of our life. And then it was plain instruction, neither stay in the plain. Do you hear it, congregation? A blessing, a privilege, that a Lot and his wife and those two daughters, that they were led out, a great privilege, that the Lord has taken us by his hand, that he has brought us into the new year. But then the same instruction, not to stay in the plain, but that we must escape for our life's sake. What an instruction for the people of God, where the Lord, by the work of His Spirit, where they have been brought, they have been given to see that the city of destruction, that it would be burnt up. They have fled out of the same. Sin has become sin, and guilt has become guilt. But what a resting then there can be in the plain, upon the plains of what they have experienced, their repentance, their tears, a text of what the Lord has spoken. Then what a clear instruction for the people of God, that they must not remain in that plain, but that they must flee to the mountain, that they must flee to the cross of Calvary, a word that satisfaction has been made, that the burden of sin may fall from our shoulders. Thus to that end, a Lot led out of Sodom, but the way lie further and necessary that he would escape, that he would run, and that he would not look back. A complete separation. We cannot halt upon two opinions. That was the condition of the children of Israel in the days of King Ahab with the prophet Elijah when that people was gathered on Mount Carmel. Then Elijah has asked in 1 Kings 18, verse 22, how long halt ye upon two opinions? If the Lord be God, serve him, and of Baal, Baal, are there in my midst that are halting upon two opinions, that have had deep impressions of the reality of divine things, troubled convictions, that you have shed tears, a deep impression that you needed that one thing needful to receive the portion of the children of God, because it is written in Psalm 146, verse 5, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, but that the world is so strong, the things, the matters, the fashions, you can multiply it out. There can be the fear of man, but it is necessary, clear instruction, not to remain in the plain, but that they must escape for their life's sake. And then we would think that a Lot and his wife and his two daughters, that they would begin to run as fast as they could. But what do we read in the Word of God? Then we read, and Lot said unto them, O, not so, my Lord. Maybe there are those that say, actually unbelievable, that a Lot heard, experienced wonderful things, led out clear instruction, and then still speaking to the Lord. Shall we throw stones at Lot, congregation? In the way of providence, is it not so often that we try to tell the Lord how it must go? That third petition, that is such a difficult and an impossible petition. And concerning what Lot has said in the way of grace, we read in John 15 of that husbandman with that vine, and that the husbandman, that he has to prune that vine. Oh, in the way of uncovering, what a request that the child of God can have. And then with that pruning, what a begging that they are given to tell the Lord, or to ask the Lord not to clip that branch off or that branch. But the husbandman, he shall continue, because it is written in that chapter that that vine has to be pruned to bring forth much fruit. And now a lot, he has asked the Lord, oh, we would think, Lot, the Lord has been now so merciful to you. He has led you out by the hand and your wife and two daughters. Is he not able to give you strength to flee to those mountains? Should it not be Lot that what you have just experienced, that should give you hope and expectation? There's written in the Bible, Lot, the Lord has been merciful unto you. And do you now think, Lot, that the Lord is half a work? Do you now think that he shall bring you out of Sodom even by his hand and give such clear instructions? And shall the Lord not grant strength, that unbelief and even weak faith that we find in Lot? And now a Lot, he had a special request from the Lord. We would think in this chapter that there is a strange mixture of exercises in the life of Lot. And when we compare many times in the Bible, it is full of contrasts. And even when we compare the two children of God, Abram and Lot, what a difference. An Abram pleading for Sodom and a Lot a pleading for self. An Abram is hastened to plead for Sodom and a Lot has lingered. An Abram is said he was dust and ashes, and with the request of Lot, thy servant. Then for an Abram, the message of Christ was brought. Lot has received the message of destruction. An Abram was pleading, and a Lot was arguing. When we read those things, the necessity of the church with the disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. And now a Lot had a special request because he has said, I cannot escape to the mountain unless some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. Thus a Lot has asked of the angels whether he would be allowed, then he would not have to run so far with his family, that there was a little city in Genesis 14 called Bella, and that he would be allowed to flee to that city, and he has said it was a little one. Thus, Lord, that city is not so great, not as many sins. May it be spared, and may I flee to that little city. Oh, it is a little one. May that not be how often it can be in our lives concerning sins, that we think it is a little one. We know there are big sins, but that we know it is not right, our conscience tells us, but many other people do it. The world does it, and there are many worse things. Thus that we are given to plead for little sins. May it be in this year, and there is a difference. Larger Westminster Catechism 151 are given to speak broadly of those matters. Of course, every sin that requires temporal and eternal punishment. The Lord is so just, nevertheless a difference. But may it not be in this year that we are as a lot and that we say, Lord, there's only a little sin. Let us first sing. Psalter 159, 1 and 2. O God, regard my humble plea. I cannot be so far from thee, but thou wilt hear my cry and what follows. 159, 1 and 2. The family of Lot escaping out of Sodom, escorting angels, requesting Lot and Lot's wife, looking back. And then we read in verse 26, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Christ has said in Luke 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. And she was one that had many privileges. Were not so many also in that time that feared the Lord. The oracles of God were entrusted unto Abram. He has received special revelations concerning the seed and the Lord Jesus Christ. She has received a husband that has feared the Lord, grace magnified, a husband that affects this righteous soul. To that end, we do not read that Lot had any special friends in Sodom, because otherwise surely then in the night watches he would have also went to their dwellings if he had any spiritual friends. Then we see in the life of Lot that it has not wrought out a conversion among the inhabitants of Sodom. Then the wife of Lot, then she has seen wonderful things, that the Lord has smitten those men that have gathered around their house with blindness. Then the wife of Lot, then she was led out, the angel, they have also taken her hand and led her out of the city of Sodom. Then the wife of Lot, then she has heard those clear instructions that she must escape to the mountains, must not look behind. Then that wife of Lot has heard the request of her husband, and that the Lord has agreed that they could escape to Zoar. Thus the wife of Lot has received many blessings, many privileges, and I read in Luke 12, verse 48, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. But his wife looked back from behind him. Seems to be implied that wife has perhaps lagged behind, and what was now the difficulty with the wife of Lot. It is true, her body was led out of Sodom by the hand of the angel, but her heart was still in Sodom. Then for the wife, oh, it is true. What an instruction, especially for our young people, when we may enter into a new year, because especially for our young people, then different choices need to be made. Our occupation, when we may be given to seek for a future wife, a husband, but let us also remember Lot. What we read in this chapter is all the consequence of one choice of Lot, that he is chosen for the plains, that he may become rich. And now Lot had to leave everything behind, only his person. No, they did not have time, not opportunity, to load some carts full and take the flocks with. No, a Lot has left Sodom alone with his wife and his two daughters. Then for the wife of Lot, then her heart was still in Sodom, bound to the riches. Also for her daughters, the future son-in-laws. And then the wife of Lot, then she thought a little glance, very quick, come a little behind. Her husband and daughters will not see it, that I look once more to Sodom. And then, boys and girls, what has happened? When she has turned around and glanced at Sodom, then she became a pillar of salt. Remember Lot's wife. That has happened. That has taken place after the angels have let go of her hand. When those angels, when the angel has taken Lot, his wife, and those two daughters, then she was given to follow. But now when they were escaping, then the angels have no longer held her hand. They were given to escape to Zoar. Then the wife of Lot led out of Sodom, but in the plain she became a pillar of salt. The Lord has graciously led us out of the year 2020. The instruction comes to us that we must escape to the mountain, that we must seek for the pardoning of our sins on Mount Calvary in the precious blood of Christ. Oh, we have heard it on December 31st, that the morning cometh, but also the night. We may stand on the morning of the year of our Lord, 2021. And with that clear instruction of the prophet Isaiah, if ye will inquire, inquire, return, come. And we do not have one example in the Bible of one that has come to the Lord with a burden of their sins, asking for mercy, that has been turned away. Oh, it is true. The Lord tries the faith of his people. But now concerning the hand of the angels, that is also precious instruction for us and our children, boys and girls. I hope you were given much to appreciate. Your father and your mother, no, they are not perfect. But as we have stated from the instructors of the Heidelberg Catechism, that it pleases the Lord to govern us as by his hand. And what a blessing it is when fathers and mothers, when they may be given to instruct, fathers and mothers, may you feel the weight of your calling. May the Lord grant us help, and that your children may not look upon you as a lingering lot. For those daughters, when they have seen a lot linger, what a questions that must have raised in their mind, that he has hastened to the houses of those two boys, that he has warned them, and under the instruction, under the proclamation that the city would be destroyed, that he has lingered to give an impression, would it now all be true? May it be granted, fathers and mothers, that you may be saturated with the word of God and a deep impression of divine realities. May your children feel that you were traveling to eternity, and your children, may there be times that you come to a secret place, that you were given to cry for your family, that in this year that you may be given to escape to that mountain. And now it happens May it not happen with you, boys and girls, when there are children in their younger years, that fathers and mothers, that they have instructed them, that they have led them by their hand, that they have taken them up faithfully. When there was opportunity to the house of God, and that boys and girls, that they were in church. But when boys and girls, then there are those, when they become young people, sometime it becomes evident that there is not such a desire concerning the things of the Lord, that fathers and mothers have to even say to their boy and daughter that it is ready to get ready to go to the house of God, that that reluctance is felt, that boys and girls, they do not ask so many questions. And when that hand, because of course, when we are young people, a little more independency, have a license, can drive, and then is it, shall it be, as with that wife of Lot, when we were young, that we have been taken by the hand, impressions, perhaps even those where fathers and mothers may have a little hope, perhaps the Lord is working, and when they become older, when they are no longer taken in that literal hand, that they lag behind, that they look into the world, and that eventually they depart. Thus the blessing, when we may be taken by the hand literally, when we are little children, when we become older, that in the way of instruction, we could speak of the hand of our conscience, that it guides, that it leads, that it speaks, and that there comes a time, because we do not listen to that hand, that that conscience becomes stiller, that we lag behind, and that we look back, and not only look back, but that we go back, and that we go into the world. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. It is written in the Word of God as a beacon, and that we may be oftentimes on our knees and given to us the Lord, Lord, take me by heart and by hand. Oh, keep me. Ah, the church learns. 1 Peter 1 verse 5. Kept by the power of God, the wife of Lot has come into the plain, but she has never reached that mountain. She has not reached Zoar, but she has perished. She became a pillar of salt as a warning to the following generations. Congregation, what an instruction. We can draw many lines. We have tried to do so when we may enter into the new year, into the plain of the year 2021. May we be given to hasten for our life's sake. May we be given to escape May we be given to beg the Lord that he may work mightily with the Spirit, that we may be given to set our faces inwards. Oh, the Lord has a people that is also troubled. Also, even with Lot's wife, cannot deny what the Lord has done. May believe that they have been led out of the city of destruction, but then in the plain can become so still and so busy with the world, that they have no stones to throw at Lot's wife, that they are given to say with the psalmist of Psalm 119, verse 25, my soul cleaveth to the dust. But the psalmist has prayed more, quicken me according to thy word. Oh, then it continually becomes the prayer that the Lord may lead, that the Lord may guide, that they may arrive, that they may come to the cross of Calvary, because this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou wast sent. And therefore the necessity of the prayer of Psalm 17, verse 5, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of Lot and his family that were led out by the hand of the angels, that they have come in the plain with clear instructions. So thy gracious hand has brought us into a new year. Wilt thou work mightily and lovingly, that we may be converted by thee unto thee, and not only to escape from many dangers, to escape from sickness, but we need to come to the cross of Calvary. It is written in thy word, remember Lot's wife, Lord, for those souls that have come in the plain. Wilt thou grant those further leadings thou wast promised, that thou shalt never forsake the work of thine own hands. Thou shalt finish the work which thy hand has begun. Watch over us in the furtherance of this Lord's day. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies, bring us under the means of grace once more in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 383, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Thy thoughts, O God, how manifold, more precious unto me than gold. I muse on their infinity. Awaking, I am still with thee. And what follows, 383, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.